What up, Anchor? It is Tuesday, June 27th, and we're talking about podcasts. Would you pay $1 per subscriber to your podcast and how to do it? All this goes for Anchor as well, of course. This is actually a part of my premium newsletter that I put out for subscribers, which you can learn more about at, news.kastmedia.com. That's news.castmedia.com. Favorite this station. Let's jump right into it. So do you think that a subscriber is worth $1? This line of thought came up recently as I tested and was extremely impressed with the results of advertising through the popular podcast player Overcast. Because I use the app regularly to listen, I knew that they had some sort of ad platform. I saw the ads regularly and even occasionally clicked through and subscribed as a result. Part of me feels like I shouldn't even be telling you this. It's too much of a podcast marketing arbitrage at the moment. I should just ride the wave for myself and for my podcast clients until everyone else finds out about it and it becomes more appropriately priced. Even now, it seems like pricing goes up every couple of weeks as they try to settle into the right range. But that's not why I started this newsletter. That's not why I have this station. That's not what I do. We started the newsletter to give you guys the scoop on what's working and what's not. I'm in a unique position working with mini podcasts in a variety of genres to be able to run tests with different shows, using different strategies, and get a more holistic view of how different strategies and methods play out. I think that is what makes this newsletter so valuable. And it's really why that it's been the success that it has been. That's what I will continue to do with it as well. How do Overcast ads work? You can place an ad within a specific category. This is the level of targeting you are allowed, which is not very much. So this is something that Overcast can definitely improve on as they go. You pay for 1 month of placement in that category, and Overcast tells you how many views, taps, and subscribers you can likely expect within that month. Your ad appears at the bottom of the screen. If a listener clicks it, your show pops up full screen, showing everything about your show with a big subscribe button in the middle of the screen. Users can either listen from there, subscribe from there, or they can exit the pop-up. I tested Overcast ads with a Cast Media podcasting client. My results: 10.1% click-through on the ad, 8.8 of click-through subscribe to the show, and so far $1.09 per subscriber, although there are still 5 days left on the promotion, so I expect that to fall to about $1 exactly per subscriber. 10.1% click-through on an ad is sky high. If you've ever played around with online ad spend before, you definitely know this. But 8.8% conversion after click is really not that high if you compare it with some other landing pages with a free offering. I believe that this is because the offer after click is actually nothing more than a subscribe. There isn't some sort of like bribe involved, which means that while the conversion rate after click is not high, you're probably actually only getting the people who really want to subscribe. Sometimes with email opt-ins, you find you get a lot of people who wanted what you offer behind the opt-in, but then they just unsubscribe pretty quickly down the road. So keeping that in mind, you may be very happy with this lower conversion rate after click for how incredibly high the initial click-through rate is. But all that matters, of course, is that last statistic. How much does it cost per subscriber? So with such an easy number reached, $1 per subscriber, I started digging into the lifetime value of a podcast listener, which turned into a much more fascinating thought experiment than I was expecting. A quick disclaimer, this entire thought experiment is from the cold eyes of financial value. Of course, many podcasters are rewarded in other ways, through doing good in the world, bringing change, or by long-term building their personal brand towards something that will pay off for them years down the road. We're not taking any of that into account here, just the calculable numbers. First, podcasts that monetize purely off sponsorships. Sponsorship CPMs cost per $1,000 per 1,000 impressions, usually sell for $15 to $30. So if we divide those numbers by 1,000, we get the cost per impression, which is about 1.5 cents to 3 cents, somewhere in there, per impression. And just to be clear, Cast Media tends to sell ads for podcasters higher than this. That's because we're, not to brag here or anything, we're exceptionally good at what we do. But these numbers are considered industry standards CPMs. So how many sponsorships need to appear in front of your listeners to recoup the $1 you spent on them? At $15 CPM, $1 divided by 1.5 cents, 66.66 sponsorships. I hope you're not going to get bored by the math. A couple more numbers. At a $30 CPM, $1 divided by 3 cents is 33. 0.33. So we're going to, for our purposes, take the average of those two. And we're going to say that our listeners need to hear about 50 ads for us to recoup that dollar that we spent to get them. You need a listener to hear 50 paid spots to make up for the $1 you spent acquiring them. If you fill 3 spots per show, they need to listen to about 16.66 episodes. Of course, we need to account for drop-offs as well, people who hit subscribe but just aren't that into it and unsubscribe after a bit. So maybe if you're really good at filling all your sponsorship inventory, you need to put out 20 episodes from the time you spent that $1 per subscriber to break even on your investment through sponsorships alone. This is why purely media companies are having a more and more difficult time subscribing. You can tell the kind of words I'm used to saying. Media companies are having a more and more difficult time surviving. The $1 can make sense if done right, but that's the best per subscriber rate I've found. And you have to be extremely good at what you do to get that $1 back and then make a profit. It's very possible, but difficult and quite time consuming. And like I said, that's the best I've seen. You know, $1 per subscriber, that's the best I've seen. This is also why some non-media companies are creating the best media out there today. They have a business model that can make media more profitable. If all of the above numbers are exactly the same, but your podcast is content marketing for a larger business, things start to make much more sense. You still spent $1 to acquire the listener. You still sell sponsorship spots, although they're not all branded produced shows. Not all brand produced shows do sell sponsorship spots. And you still make that $1 back by the time your listener has gone through 20 episodes. But what else happens during those 20 episodes? The listener was exposed to your brand, became more and more familiar with it as they listened and started to develop real trust through habitually consuming and enjoying your brand's content. So now you have a potential customer. The numbers get too wild and different per brand slash product to calculate here, but take your lifetime customer value, figure percent of podcast listeners who become customers, and you have it. You have your podcast listener value. For instance, I said I wasn't going to do it. Let's do it real quick. If your average lifetime customer value is $100, you know, so on average, if somebody signs up with you, whatever your thing is, they on average spend $100 over the course of their lifetime. And 5% of podcast listeners become customers, your podcast listener is instantly worth $5, which makes that $1 upfront investment a no-brainer. So to recap, as media gets harder and harder to effectively monetize at rates high enough to work with cost of audience acquisition, brand-produced media is bringing the business models that can invest in creating really good shows and profit off them. The trend toward every business needing to also be a media company just becomes more and more pronounced as good media creation and distribution proves to be the most effective indoctrination process for new customers, validating the upfront cost of acquisition at much higher rates of profit than a media-only company will see. Hope all that made sense. Colin, if you have any questions, let me know what you're thinking. Favorite this station for more of this sort of thing. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.